This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Today, we have a very special topic to discuss.
We do. But before we introduce the topic,
our new segment.
69 Seconds of Sex News.
Headlines from the news along with more local reporting to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
In international news, a mother of three in Manchester, England, has a very noisy neighbor. Though she is asked to remain anonymous, she sought out help from the city council to deal with a bothersome neighbor who has been having extremely loud sex every night since March. If that neighbor is listening, maybe it's time to try out a gag or at least a hand over a mouth.
And down under, an Australian race car driver, Renee Gracie, turned to OnlyFans after she was let go from a racing team in 2017. She was a smash hit, raking in hundreds of thousands of dollars, and has announced that she plans to take the cash and buy her own race car team. Excuse the expression, but you go, girl.
And in the U.S., in the wake of our historic election, Pornhub released their insights from Election Day. In the early morning, Pornhub's traffic spiked with a 14% increase at 6 a.m. before returning to normal by midday. Traffic remained below average for most of the evening until around 1 a.m., when traffic went back up by 14% again just before 3 a.m. You gotta start and finish those extra stressful days right.
Pornhub also broke down stats by party and states. Blue states, horny for a new president, Tuesday morning, increased traffic by 18%, while red states increased viewership by 16% later that night. But Arizona and Hawaii were the real winners, turning out the largest viewership in the U.S. on election night.
Can't say that I was personally watching much porn last week. Map Daddy's John King and Steve Kornacki were more than enough for me.
Yeah, I'll say, those 5 days of edging really made the orgasm worth it on Saturday.
And back to our regularly scheduled program. Where we're here to talk about kissing.
Kissing! A good old smoocheroo. I
love kissing.
Necking. Snogging.
Tongue
fights. Dancing.
Apparently I don't have a single
tonguing
slang for kissing.
Uh-huh.
Frenching.
Tonsil hockey. What else is there?
I feel like this episode's going to be slightly painful for me because it's just like been a while since I've had a nice, like I feel like kissing is so intimate and I love
it
kissing.
It is very intimate. I love kissing too. I love kissing. I love watching kissing in my porn. You know, I really do. It's intimacy. It's connection, passion, all those things that we're looking for. I mean, usually what I'm looking for, unless it's like, you know, I'm watching like cock and ball torture and then I'm like, yeah, I don't really need them to kiss. You know, I could skip that.
Yeah,
part.
That kissing in that scenario sort of breaks the reality, doesn't it?
Yeah, right, right.
What was your first kiss like, Rachel?
Oh, my God. Thank God you asked, because,
Welcome.
First of all, the first time I ever kissed was at playing Truth or Dare in second grade at a party.
Second grade?
I know. Honey was getting it early on.
I have the same story, but it was seventh grade.
Oh, well, it was a kid. It was just like a, you know, it was a peck. But the first time I ever like Frenched. was like also, I think, a weird like truth or dare moment. It was like in a group scenario. I feel like so many kissing situations are in group scenarios. They were anyways for me. I don't know about you, but I was like on a camping trip.
We all had to motivate each other
through
peer pressure.
Yeah. Do it, kiss him. I was on a camping trip and we were in a tent and we were in like campgrounds, and it was me and two of my girlfriends, and we met these other like locals who were
wait, how old are you when you met the locals?
Yeah, I was in like probably like sixth grade.
What are the locals doing there? That you make them sound like townies. Like,
well,
you're...
I mean, it was like Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. So, you know, it was like,
I don't know what that means.
It's just like the woods.
Okay. But like other campers?
Other campers, but like
That lived there.
Yeah.
They were like,
in the
I'll
town.
Show you the ropes, girls. Yeah. Okay.
So they were...
But they're your age.
They were our age.
Okay.
They were our age. And one guy had... I remember this vividly. He had very bad skin, and his name was Artie.
Oh, Artie. It'll clear up.
But he was, like, tall and, like, kind of goofy looking and skinny, and, like, but, like, I thought he was hot, you know?
Yeah.
He was my first French kiss, and
wow.
he basically shoved his tongue in my mouth. And, mm-hmm. like, swirled it around, you know? Like,
yeah.
That's what I thought. There was nothing to do with the lips. Because I remember reading Cosmo articles, and it was like, you want to, like, move back and forth between kissing the top lip and the bottom lip. You know what I mean? Like, I really put a lot of effort.
I remember that technique.
Yeah, yeah. I put a lot of effort into making sure that I was going to be a good kisser on my very first try. And
yeah.
Good old Artie was just...
That was a stressful
fucking
time.
Just tongue, mouth open, lips not doing a single thing. Just swirling around in there. And I remember feeling very like violated. I was like, I don't like that wasn't, and it was quick, you know, like it was
yeah.
like a quick motion. It was just like swirling. And I didn't like it. I was like, this is not what I thought a French kiss was going to be like.
Yeah.
What about you? What was your first kiss?
My first kiss was in my Unitarian church basement.
Mm-hmm. Naturally. That's tracks.
Yeah. All the uber religious Christians are like, I knew it. The Unitarians are ruining children. But like, I sometimes get the timelines a little mixed up, but I think it was sixth or seventh grade.
Mm.
And it was when we were also taking that like really progressive sex ed course as part of our, you know, that I many times mentioned on the pod.
Uh-huh.
Important time in my life.
Uh-huh.
It was 7 minutes in heaven, but we were like playing with a bottle. So it was like spin the bottle 7 minutes in heaven. How does it work otherwise? I can't remember.
I don't remember either.
And I actually kissed my friend Ben, who I had dated the year prior. Like we like dated.
Your ex.
I mean, come
your
on, we were
Ben.
Like, yeah, my first kiss was my ex. kicking off the story right.
With drama, you know?
Yes. But yeah, we had gone out, quote unquote, for like 2 weeks the year before, and then
meant holding hands.
Yeah, like even that was stressful. It meant like going to a movie and him putting his arm around me and me being uncomfortable but like terrified to like do anything about it, you know, just like being uncomfortable for like a whole terrible movie.
Yeah.
And then being like, I can't do this, and then breaking up with him because I just like didn't know how to express my needs in a relationship and was overwhelmed. We're also family friends, so like the whole relationship was very on display in a way
wow.
that made me uncomfortable.
Pressure.
Yeah. I think as his younger brother like threw mistletoe at me once, like when I came over to their house. Like just like it was like a house full of boys. So
yeah. I'm like, you guys got a kiss.
Yeah, but I'm still friends with all those boys. But
okay. Is there any hope for rekindling? Or
oh no, it's not that.
Oh, okay, just
Ben
wondering.
Now has one, two. He's married with at least one child. I think
Listen.
He maybe just had a second.
Okay,
I can't keep track of all babies. Right. Sorry, guys. I love your babies. I can't count them. but yeah, so we had broken up at least a year prior, I think, and then we got each other in the game, and we, like, went up this stairwell, and, like, a little bit of, like, did they do it? Like, people would peek up, you know, and be like, are you doing it for real? And when we went up there, he was such a gentleman, and he was like, we don't have to if you don't want to. And I was like,
oh,
Ben, and then just grabbed him and kissed him.
Oh, you
And it was
move.
Very, Yeah, I made the move. I mean, he very sweetly was like, you broke my heart. We don't have to do this, you know? No, he didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
He later teased about that. I hope he was joking, but was like, you broke my heart.
You broke my heart.
You know, we had broken up and he was like, I don't want to make the girl who broke up with me kiss me. But I was like, it's fine. And then we kissed. And it was like nothing notably bad. Like, I don't have the like, oh, the lizard tongue all the way around or like anything like that. I just remember it being very wet and sort of sloppy. And being like, oh, like the wet being like jarring.
It is jarring sometimes.
Yeah. When would you say was the first time you had a kiss that you were like, oh, I get it. This is it. It's great.
Wow. Maybe my like first high school boyfriend.
Okay.
Yeah. And that was like, you know, sophomore year of high school.
Yeah.
And then I was like, he was also a very sensitive soul. He was the one who like made me like mix CDs. He's also the first guy I ever gave my blowjob to. My blowjob.
You gave your blowjob.
I gave it to him. yeah, he was just like very like sensual, you know. So then I was like, oh, this is kissing, you know.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, I don't have a. I asked that question without a good answer. Like, I don't have a super specific memory of like, oh, this is the time that I was like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
But I would say that like similarly, I think it happened after like kissing specific people for more sustained time. You know, like practicing and like being with a partner.
And
or
different
like a
people.
Boyfriend. I said partner, like I was a fucking high schooler with like real relationships, but
I know,
you know
like,
what
wow.
I mean. Like, but like, you know, probably one of my high school boyfriends, if you could even call them that, because I wasn't the girl who had like multi-year high school relationships. I just had a couple little short high school relationships.
Yeah.
But like definitely that where you're like, oh, we're like making out and we're like, our bodies are sort of involved. Like when it was more prolonged and we kind of like learned what each other liked and got better at it together. I think that's when it was like, oh, this is actually like turning me on and not just like, are we doing it?
Right.
You know?
I do love that there are definite, there are like, and we'll talk about this in the one of the videos, but like the different ways of kissing.
Yeah. What do you like now? Like, what would be your 17 magazine?
I mean, I definitely love like, I still like, you know, go for top and bottom. And then, like, open mouth, like, licking of the lips.
For their listeners, Rachel's, really doing it.
I'm really, like, showing Laura. I'm making out with her right now.
I'm uncomfortable. I didn't consent to this.
You know, but, like, sometimes, like, oh, man, when I'm really passionate and if I'm having, like, really, like, connected sex, like, I'll just be, like, lick it. You know what I mean? Like, my tongue's going everywhere. Like, it's, like, open mouth. Like, I've, like, I've like, just sucked on a tongue, you know? Like,
oh, yeah. You said that, like, that was, like, revolutionary. Yeah. I was going to ask what your take on tongue sucking is. Because, like,
I'll do it all the time.
It's kind
if
of
I'm, like,
controversial. Yeah.
I'll do it and I'll have my tongue sucked on it. If I'm, like, getting, if we're deep in the throes of some passionate love making, like we're there's tongues, there's fingers, there's, you know, it's everywhere.
Yeah I think like tongue sucking I think is one of those like tricks that I think only works, like you said, like when you're kind of in it and like honestly, like when there is other stuff involved. But I feel like too much tongue sucking when you're like just kissing feels like you're trying to do a trick. Like it feels like you're trying to show off or something.
The tongue sucking is like when you're in the sex dimension, you know, when like you've like you're so far gone that like the world has melted away. You're so deep in it that you're just like, I'm sucking on it. You're not even aware of it. You're just going with what your body's doing.
The best. And any like particularly bad kissing experiences in like more recent adult life, like stuff where you were like, how is this still happening?
There was a guy a while ago, who I, like, made out with and I was hooking up with and I was, like, he just, like, went full, like, there was no build up, you know, and that, like, I need there to be a journey, you know, like, maybe just start with a kiss, a soft kiss, and then it builds, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to just be, like, you go in and all of a sudden your tongue's there. Like, give me a second.
Yeah.
you know.
Or all of a sudden you're like sucking on my tongue, or you're like,
yeah,
all like tongue all the time.
Yeah, it needs to build up. Like, I don't even like tongue at the straight off in the beginning. Like, I want like kisses, and then it builds into like tongue, and then it builds into, you know, my dick's in your ass. And
cool.
Yeah.
Took a surprise turn there.
Just thinking about the natural progression of things. Yeah, but do you know what I'm saying? Like, it just needs to
Nice
build and journey.
Yeah, yeah. It's the worst when, like, because I think a good kiss has to have a sort of mutual rhythm, right?
Yes.
Like, you kind of have to find a rhythm together. And part of that is not being like, okay, here we go, 0 to 60. I'm playing death metal, and you're like trying to listen to some like mellow vibes. You know?
I'm listening to Sade. Yeah.
You want things to slowly build, and for your like heat for each other to build the kiss naturally, rather than be like, I've decided this is passionate, you know. And of course, there are sometimes kisses where like, there's been a lot of buildup, or you've like wanted to kiss each other all night, and you haven't been able to. And you're on the street and you're like, oh, yeah, you. But even that, it's, you know, like.
Yeah.
There's a sort of natural way that that goes. It's just like having a good scene partner, you know, like the give and the take.
It's a dance.
It's a dance of lovers.
It is a dance. It's a dance. You know, in the research for this, a kiss can mean a lot of different things.
Yeah. How'd you do with that?
I mean, I just kind of like, you know, the Wikipedia entry. But depending on culture and context, a kiss can express sentiments of love, passion, romance, sexual attraction, sexual activity, sexual arousal, affection, respect, greeting, friendship, peace, and good luck, among many others. And in some places,
friendship, peace, and good luck. The Wikipedia. Uh-huh. I don't know.
They're really just, yeah.
Well,
it could be a ritual.
We gotta dig a little deeper. Yeah.
A formal or symbolic gesture, you know, indicating devotion, respect, or sacrament, like a kiss of the ring, you know, things like that.
I mean, yeah, kissing is incredibly entrenched in all different aspects of many different cultures.
Yeah.
I found an article, or rather our intern found an article that I read.
Shout out to Claire.
Claire, the intern. Like theories that like maybe evolutionarily it ties back to like feeding practices, like birds,
right?
Like mother
baby
birds,
birding.
Like feeding, like baby birding. Which I was like, oh, that'll turn me off real quick.
Yeah.
That'll walk me back down the path of feeling sad and needing to be kissed right now. I'm like, oh,
actually,
I don't need
okay.
anybody to baby bird me. I also found an article. This isn't particularly revelatory, but. Self had an article about like, why do we close our eyes when we kiss? And the like basic thesis was like, it's a natural inclination so that you like feel the touch sensation more, which just seems really obvious to me and like believable.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
Like,
also,
we
it's like
close our eyes so that we can actually like give into the sensations.
What are you going to look at? You know, if your eyes are open.
Someone's eyeball. I mean, we've all opened our eyes at least once, like during a kiss and been like, wow.
Yeah. Like, you're close.
there's nothing to see if you're like literally kissing. I mean.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
But also there was another idea is that, if this is from NPR, another theory that says cavemen literally went around smelling and tasting the saliva of a young cavewoman to see if she was healthy and thereby able to be a good partner to procreate. And maybe that's why we kiss.
What were they sniffing for?
You know,
I'm trying to imagine like caveman breath right now.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't need to think about the nuance.
They're like, you know, what's your microbiome doing?
Is it holding up okay?
Yeah. How's your probiotic itch? And like the reason why we kiss, obviously, oxytocin, which is like the love hormone. It stirs up feelings of affection.
She's here to give you her affectionate blowjob.
I am drunk. So according to a 2013 study, oxytocin is particularly important in helping men bond with a partner and stay monogamous. So that's why, you know, a woman experiences a flood of oxytocin during childbirth and breastfeeding, strengthening their mother-child bond. And you get oxytocin, you know, when you kiss. So if you don't want your partner to cheat, kiss him more, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there was a side that was like, happier marriages, like, report, like, more kissing. I don't know if, like, kissing your partner more is going to get them not to cheat if you're already you there, but...
Right. You can also get dopamine from kissing.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, when you're feeling head over heels and high.
Yes.
Another research says that...
God, I want that.
A female participant said that they were less likely to have sex with someone without kissing first.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, I don't think I've ever had sex with someone without kissing them first, now that I think about it. But it's probably possible. I mean, it's probably, it's very possible in porn.
And I was gonna say, like, it's one of those, like, sex work stereotypes, I think, because of Pretty Woman primarily. But yeah, I'm curious. I think in my case, like, I wouldn't draw that line. It would sort of be odd to me, you know, like, your personal choice. But I can understand, like, kissing's intimate. So it's potentially some folks are like, you know what, I'm not gonna include that in the offering, you know, I'm gonna sort of draw a boundary there for my own sake. Like, makes sense to me. I don't know that it...
I remember when we had Jessie Dubai on, she said that she doesn't kiss when she performs.
You're right. Yeah. That's right.
Because she was like, it's too connected.
Oh, yeah. She said it completed the circle.
Which I thought was really interesting.
I loved that. I forgot about that. Thanks for the reminder.
I know. Which made a lot of sense to me. I was like, it is very intimate.
Yeah.
But that being said, I'm looking for kissing in my porn. So,
yeah.
For the most part. Want to hear some stats?
Always.
Okay. On Valentine's Day in 2015, the term kiss went up 20% in searches.
Aww.
In terms of comments on Pornhub videos, kissing is the fourth most talked about position above doggy style.
Is kissing a position?
I guess so.
I guess we're considering it one. Fourth most talked about. Interesting. Everybody's got an opinion, huh?
I know. It's true. I also found some interesting stats just because I was like, how do I research this episode? About like the psychology of like women kissing other women, like when you're young.
Yeah.
You know, and like in a recent study, a full 1/3 of straight college women answered yes to the question of like hooking up with another girl at a party.
I see. You mean like. I wasn't sure if you meant like female affection as being, particularly in the US, being more acceptable than like male affection, even like among family members or among friends.
No.
But you're talking specifically like, about like, did you ever like make out with
a girl?
Yeah. I mean, that is a, what a tangled web we weave. Like, I think about that a lot. Like, I've made out with a lot of girls and I'm like, I used to be like, it was just experimental or like performative, but also I like date women now, so I'm like, well,
maybe not. You know,
you know, it's complicated. I think there's a little bit of a like, it's hard to know where the line exists between like performing as a woman and like you are doing this for male guys. Actually, we talked about this with Gab when she was on Gab Alexa, of like it can be really hard to. Now we're just, like, quoting ourselves from other episodes.
I know.
It can be hard to, like, draw that line or, like, untangle it and to know the difference, which is sort of fine. Like, it makes me, like, more inclined to be like, well, just experiment.
Yeah.
And, like, when you can, like, really look into, like, when you're doing it for yourself versus when you're doing it to perform or to, like, you know? It's only you can know.
Right. It's true. Well, what's interesting was at the top of the list, 56% of women reported a desire for male attention as the reason.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And then 42%.
I mean, I would even report that as the reason in cases where I like enjoyed the kiss.
Oh, yeah.
And was like into
the girl.
Wanted,
yeah,
you know,
right?
I'm like, well, the reason I did it is because some guy in the room was like, boo, would you guys kiss? And we were like,
okay, which like, honestly, I don't mind being sexually objectified. So, okay, let's do it. I find it empowering. Why not?
Yeah. To each their own.
Exactly.
Should we jump into the showdown before we
go to that little break? Yes,
baby. Okay.
Let's jump right in. The water's warm.
Speaking of warm water, just kidding. I don't have anything about water here.
Okay. You have to pee? I don't know.
But I do have cute lesbians kiss real quick for us.
Real quick.
Just real quick for us.
I hate
the
term.
Just gets real quick.
I hate the phrase real quick and anything to do with sex, you know? Like, yeah. It's never going to be good. Like, let's just kiss real quick. Like, no, I don't want anything to be real quick.
Here's a scenario where I think real quick could work is if, like, I'm with someone at, like, a party or a club, as if I ever go to those. But just, like, imagine, like, a nightlife scenario. And we're both just, like, we just, like, really want to fuck. And we're like, let's just go to that bathroom real quick. Like, then it's, like, funny because we're acknowledging, like, it's a quickie, quote unquote.
Right.
But I feel you, like, watching porn, I'm like, why is it a quick, real quick kiss? Like, we have hours.
Like, I have hours to give.
Yeah.
But, like, just the phrase real quick. Like, even if, like, I just don't like it.
If not like used ironically, it sucks.
It sucks.
That's the point. Yeah.
And I think it's mostly because one time a man said to me, let me eat your pussy real quick. And I thought to myself, was that a question? Like, are you, what? Why? Why real quick?
And it didn't feel like it was meant to be like an ironic bit.
No,
it was like,
he was like trying to be sexy. Serious. He was like, he was like kissing me and he's like, let me eat your pussy real quick. And then just went down. I was like,
You're like, it's not going to be quick, but good luck. Said, Godspeed.
Okay. Yeah. Anyways.
I feel like all these stories have been about the same guy and you're still mad.
I'm still pissed. They're all about one person. No, they're not.
Yeah.
I've just had a lot of disappointments in my life. Anyways.
Didn't mean to bring that up. I'm so sorry.
Here's one for you. Intense kisses for my boyfriend to fuck me delicious.
Four to fuck me delicious. I love it that way. Delicious, please.
I know. Four to fuck me delicious. I would love to know what that means one day. To fuck delicious.
Yeah.
Do you want to live deliciously? Yes, I do. And I would also be like to fuck. I would also like to be fucked deliciously. I'm having a time over here.
Same girl. Same.
Okay.
I just discovered peanut butter behind my ear, so my life is going well.
Oh, because you were trying to get Sally to kiss you. You were just trying to get Sally to kiss you, weren't you?
I know you're joking, but you are inches from reality. The joy is I don't have to use almond butter to get my dog to kiss me. She loves me very much. We snuggle all the time. So there. I'm so lonely. I'm so alone.
We're going to lose listeners if we don't start getting horny in a second. So,
okay, here we go. Here comes my next showdown. Here it comes. Lift life, lift carry, and kiss.
Paint that on a piece of washed up wood and hang it on my wall. My God. That is, I'm putting that on my Etsy store. Jesus.
Washed up wood is also really funny. You mean like reclaimed driftwood?
Yes, you know what I meant. You've never heard of washed up wood?
I have now.
You can get it at Restoration Hardware.
Lift life, lift, carry, and kiss. Now I'm literally gonna gift that to you for Christmas.
Thank you
get
so
ready.
Much. Can't wait. Asian lesbian tongue kissing, girl on left can kiss. Poor girl on right, she can't.
Girl on right can't kiss.
Not doing well.
Will you read that one more time?
Asian lesbian tongue kissing, girl on left can kiss. It's important to note that it's actually tongue is spelled like the word lounge. So it's Asian lesbian
Tounge
kissing.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I have another one in the realm of problem areas.
Oh, good.
Interracial teens love to kiss guy.
Oh.
I deliberately didn't click on the video because I was like, sorry, y'all. Interracial teens, meaning like, What? Like, like one of the teens is a race and the other one's another race. It just goes to show that porn is like interracial. It's a buzzword. And
yeah, people will click on it. Yeah.
These teens are might be different races or is it two biracial teens?
Are they,
and therefore we're just like really crossing. Like, I don't know what to make of this.
I have a headache. Okay. Sweet kisses and love. That's kind of cute.
Oh,
I know.
That's nice.
That's nice, isn't it?
This is very nice. Okay, I got two more.
Mm-hmm.
Choosing which to go first. Let's go with Husband returned home and kissed his wife after lover.
Naughty, naughty.
Naughty, naughty.
Oh, after lover. There's still a little scent of lover on his breath, perhaps. That's kind of
hot. Or hers.
Or hers.
Because I think it was like the wife
kissed.
And then he kissed the wife after the lover. So her breath would reek of lover, potentially.
Cock breath.
Saying what we're all thinking.
Just putting it out
Rachel
there.
Rachel for the win. All right, you have one more for me?
I do. Extreme spit kissing. Which, like, I did click on this and I was sad. It turned my tummy a bit.
Did you find anything different than what you expected, or was it
no,
exactly what you expected?
It was exactly what I expected. It just was like, because, like, I do love spit stuff. I love to participate in spit stuff, like, in real life, but I don't like to watch it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I like to get spit. I like to spit on my hand or spit on someone else's hand. You know what I mean? But
yeah, I like spit when it's used as a lube, but we've talked about it before. Like, I don't think either of us are fluid people or, like, substance people.
Especially to watch on a video.
Yeah. And
so,
spit
is
just
upset.
A hard... Yeah.
I was upset.
All right, well, let's see if this turns you around.
Okay, here
real
we go.
Real lesbian orgasm, lesbian kiss, real lesbian makeout, lesbian sex.
I mean, call me crazy, but I think there might be lesbians in the video.
Rachel, I think you're onto something. I think, you know what, though? Yeah. Definitely not a real lesbian in this video.
No, for sure not. For sure.
She doth protest too much.
No, it's like, come on.
Four lesbians in the title, and I immediately know these are
straight
girls not being paid enough to pretend to be lesbians. Yeah.
And on that note, let's take a break.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back.
We're back!
To make out! Rachel's ASMR channel is available. Not on our Patreon.
No,
you will not find it there.
But speaking of which, we do have a Patreon, so subscribe!
Please subscribe. Thank you.
So the first video we're going to talk about is kissing from Sex School Hub. which we haven't talked about any of their videos yet, but I have to say, I'm such a fan. These are some of my favorite performers ever, and one of our favorite directors, Poppy Sanchez. They've all worked a lot. They're big in Europe, basically.
Yeah.
Sex School Hub is committed to normalizing our right to access honest, unbiased sex education resources. We believe in the importance of creating resources that are accurate and trustworthy. It's also crucial for us to deliver this knowledge in ways that are approachable, relatable, and that celebrate diversity as a fundamental value for a healthy, pleasurable, true to oneself sex life. For us, ethical practices are a fundamental part of our work and part of our educational mission. Our cast, crew, and staff members are paid fairly for their work. Our shoots are always carefully prepared and carried out in a safe, transparent, and positive atmosphere. And I just have to say, for everyone who always like DMs us.
Asking. Oh, I thought they were going to deem us. I was like, deem us porn experts? This but also will be recommend.
Us, yes, but that too. But like DMs us asking like, how do we know when things are ethical? But like, I always feel like it's good when there's a disclaimer like this, you know?
I mean, you know, like everybody's going to brand themselves how they want to brand themselves. Yeah. It's a complicated world, but obviously like the intention and the like statement that like we try to be transparent. We set up sets that are safe, you know, like those are steps in the right direction that like even just saying like we're trying to make ethical porn, it's a step towards.
Yeah.
Stuff better than most of what's consumed, right? You know, like most of what's out there.
If you
it's
can,
not, it's
right.
certainly not like the whole kit and caboodle, but it's a good sign, and
right?
It's a direction to move in.
If you can find a disclaimer that has a mission statement about like practices, you know, and their
and even transparency, even like details about payment and
right.
contracts and how consent works on set. Like this is our these are our bylaws, you know, like that kind of thing is great,
right?
So these performers are Lena Bembe, Parker Marks, Bishop Black, and Sadie Luna.
Yes. All of which we've absolutely talked about before. So this
100%.
Is exciting.
Yeah.
And they just, the quality of the video is great. It's basically like they have a sit down chat and they talk about the act and what they all like. They break it down, you know, how they like to kiss, what they're looking for, ways that they can help kiss. And, you know, this is all coming from sex workers and professionals.
Yeah.
So it's really invaluable information. Can't recommend it enough. And also it's like horny because they're kind of like holding sex toys at the same time, you know?
Yeah, there's like little insert close-ups of them either like tracing like little plugs or toys or like what, like they sort of start with random props. Like I think at one point Lena maybe has like a piece of coral or something.
Yeah,
like I'm not even sure like what it was. And then they all like have just like different dildos or sex toys that they're just kind of like tracing with their fingers or tracing along their like collarbones. Like it's just sort of fun. They're obviously sort of flirting with the camera as if they're having a conversation with us about what they like and what turns them on. It's just, it's a clever little convention here.
It is. And I just like that, like the way that Sadie talked about, she kind of broke down like the different ways to kiss, you know, like delicate and detailed, like almost like tentative, like soft kisses and then like deep melting into your bodies. And then like the quick, like hard, kind of like passionate, like not aggressive, but, you know, that type of kiss. And I was like, yeah, that's exactly right. I feel like those are all three that I can like track in moments of like my sexual experience or like or even just like a singular sexual experience, like the journey that it goes on.
Yeah.
And my goddess, Parker Marks.
I was going to
so
fucking say
hot!
It.
Oh, my God.
Never been sexier.
God.
I mean, they're all attractive in this video, but they're like Parker Marks is just like one of those performers you want to hear talk more.
Yes.
Like, just a luscious accent and like very sexy, like boyish
he's
demeanor.
Got a sexy voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I find him so attractive. And I really wish that he had an OnlyFans because I would be subscribing.
You would be there. He doesn't have one?
No, he doesn't.
Oh.
He doesn't.
We should write him.
I know. He's like,
Rachel's got $5 burn a hole in her
monthly
pocket.
That I will gladly give to you.
Yeah.
And they also talk about how, like, sometimes it can be awkward, especially when, like, the other person isn't doing what you want and kind of how to use like physical ways to communicate and also verbal communication to say, yeah, this is what I like and this is what I'm looking for.
Yeah. Have you ever tried to like train someone to be a better kisser? This is more section one talk, but here we are.
Wow. I don't know if I actually have. I feel like I have physically tried to pull away and break it down and try to change the rhythm.
Yeah, just like get the rhythm going differently. Yeah. Yeah.
But I've never been maybe like this, which I should.
I have, but it felt like an important moment. Oh. I was like dating someone off an app that didn't last very long, but it was like one of those things where I was like, I think there's something here. Like, we intellectually matched and enjoyed talking to each other, but the attraction was like not altogether there. And the first time we kissed, we were real drunk. Mm-hmm. And then the next day was like, I have to have dreamed that. Like, I literally was like so drunk and the kissing was so bad that I was like confused. It just was like very darty and like eager and like, kiss, 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 like tongue, 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 tongue. And I was like, ah, and like, and I fully would stop him. Like, after that we kissed again, I was like, oh fuck, it's real. And then I stopped and was like, and would be like, let's try it like this, like let's slow it down a little, like it's the most directive I've ever been. And I will say that it like worked temporarily, but then he would like forget and get excited and like kiss really eagerly and arrhythmically again. And I just, it was unfortunate.
Poor thing.
Hope he's happy, but yeah, with someone else.
Right.
Anyway, back to this. Remember that. Because, you know, we say, like, it's easy to give someone a directive, but it can be hard. And I think the way that Sadie was talking about, like, doing it with, like, physical cues and, like, sort of stopping someone and being like, okay. And then, like, trying to, like, start up the rhythm again, you know?
Right. You never want to feel like you're criticizing someone, especially in a sexual scenario. Unless you're... That's part of the humiliation play. But, you know.
Right.
For the most
part. That's a little thing.
Yeah.
My kink is being humiliated about my kissing style specifically.
Right? But and they talk about, like, bumping teeth, you know. Mm-hmm. That can be awkward.
Yeah.
I've definitely had someone, like, bite my lip too hard.
I like a lip bite, but too hard.
But, like, I bruised my lip.
Oh, wow.
And I was, like... pissed. And then
it like a sudden bite, like an abrupt, like, ah,
no,
I feel like a bite is really hot when it's like sensual, but
it is,
like, it sort of has to be like an occasional gentle thing as opposed to a sustained or like too intense thing.
Right It was just like he bit so hard that I was like, ow. Ow. And then like the next day I was like, yeah, I can't see him again.
Oh. You blew it.
Yeah.
Bit too hard.
Yeah.
So then, okay, so very important. We move on.
Right.
So they're sort of in this, like, classroom setting.
Right.
Talking about kissing and playing with these toys. And then we cut to this, like, music video makeout like, party.
Yes. And it looks so hot.
It's like the makeout party of my teenage dreams.
Like,
better than any actual makeout party. Like... it's just a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, we're absolutely in a warehouse in, like, Berlin somewhere.
Yes.
And, like, it's, like, really great lighting, and the music is incredible. They're, like, the edit is, like, playing with the rhythm, so you can really see, like, singular motions of
kisses. Edit does, like, a little cut and then, like, reverse back. And
it's
then
like a boomerang.
Forward. Yes. There's, like, little boomerangs built into.
Right, but it highlights...
the technical term.
Yes, but it, like, highlights people's kissing styles, you know? You can see... it's, like... lots of tongues, lots of playfulness, lots of open mouths, and like it just looks joyous. Like I was like, this is fucking hot. Like I really wanted to be there. I wrote, I want to be there. Especially because I'm so aware of like that can't happen now, you know?
Yeah, you can't have a kissing party with however many people. I looked at the extras list and it's at least 15 people. I mean, in the video it feels like it could be just 10, but it's more than that.
Right.
Also, Parker biting that woman.
I know, that blonde woman.
Oh,
I know.
Boy. She's lucky. She gets a neck bite from Parker. Come on.
I know.
He's pulling her hair a little.
Yeah.
So good.
I love a hair pull. I love, like, hands. I actually, you know what's funny is I was just watching before we started this, the MTV like best on-screen kiss awards. Like,
that's funny because I thought I would be like, what is the best like movie kiss? Yeah. I didn't have an answer. I couldn't think of anything specific that I was like, it's fucking this. Maybe Call Me by Your Name.
Oh, like, yeah. Well, there was the I was watching the awards, and when Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling won for The Notebook kiss.
Oh, of course.
And they went on stage and like made out again. Like, oh, yeah, it was so
they were like dating.
They like came on opposite sides of the stage, and she like took off her jacket, and he like motioned for her to come here, and she like ran and did the kiss from The Notebook, where she like jumps in his arms, like what they do in the rain.
Oh, wow.
I'm not lonely at all. And he like grabs her hair, and like, oh, it just was like, that was a good kiss, you know, like that's a good kiss.
We're like our sappiest ever on this episode. One of us has to get into a relationship just to like balance this shit out. We're out to sea right now. Like we are. We are different women than usual. We're like, let me tell you about how I fucking caught that dick. And now we're both like,
pandemic
me
fatigue.
And my dog. Yeah.
I'm like, me and my 17 vibrators.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Which you can see a tour of on our Patreon coming soon.
Please subscribe.
All right. Should we move on to this other video?
Umiliazioni italiane.
Oh, I'm so glad you said I was going to make you say it. So I'm glad you did. Umiliazioni italiane.
Yes, which
I can do the
stereotype. Do you know what it means?
I am. Nope.
Italian humiliation. Umiliazione is humiliation.
That's really fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you to translate what they say at the end of the video later. So
oh, I didn't hear what they said.
They have there's a bump. You maybe like finish the video because it like finishes and then we go to credits. And then there's like a lot of credits. And I was watching the video. I was like, how are there 2 minutes of credits in a video that's only 4 minutes long?
Oh, well, thank God you stuck around. I didn't. I was like, oh,
and then
done.
the last beat is like a minute of them like chatting. And then like somebody comes up the hill and they're like, uh-oh. And the guy's like, how about it? And like, he like zips up and is like, ha ha ha, because we've been doing this in public. So it's just acknowledgement that. So it's called Make Out in Public.
Yes.
At least on the aggregates it is. Yeah. It's obviously not the actual title.
The actual title is Dove Nessuno Ci Puoi Vedere, which means where no one can see us.
Oh, interesting. Because they did pick a picnic table in the middle of a park, which is not where no one can see you.
Right.
So upbeat guitar intro. And then we go to a park.
With a very unfortunate looking man getting a little handy. Getting a little HJ.
Getting handy. Yeah, I immediately was like, wait a minute, this isn't making out at all.
Yeah.
Because
they're kissing.
But like he's not kissing.
Yeah.
Like,
his mouth is just open and he's just swirling that tongue around.
Yeah, it's just open and like he's like slack jawed and occasionally moving his tongue, but mostly just like, oh, I couldn't possibly kiss you because I'm so distracted by how you're just like
I'm in the
massaging
throes.
My balls right now. Yeah.
Both of their mouths are open and their heads aren't moving. So I'm like, what's happening here? What's this move? He's sort of just like exploring and her mouth is just open and he's like licking into the inside of it. It was quite, it looked like baby birding, honestly.
This was closer to baby birding.
Yeah.
Back to our roots.
Yeah. They're just, their mouths are open and they're just kind of like licking at each other's on the inside. It's like, it's just, it looks like a montage of like a bad teen makeout. You know what I mean? In like a comedy movie.
Yeah, it looks like that montage, but it's just these two people.
Right,
He gets a sort of hand job. And it's not even like all the way dick out. It's just like a lot
it's
of
just,
massaging.
It's over. It's inside the pants.
Inside the
but
pants
over
the boxers.
Or
the briefs.
Which is very special, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting like, choice.
Right.
You know?
I can't tell you
last time I love
ever.
That as like a... I mean, I love that as like a build to something choice.
Right.
But we just jump right in there and stay there and never leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he zips up. I definitely heard a child at one point, like,
really
giggling and like running by. Yeah, very vividly. I was like, there's a fucking child at the next picnic table. So maybe that's why briefs.
Oh my God.
So they're like, we don't literally want to get arrested.
Yeah. It's just like tongues. It's just tongues and their lips are doing nothing. Like, they just have kind of latched on.
At one point, they also pan down, so we're not seeing the kissing, and we're just seeing her hands, like, mashing around
not really crotch. Jerking. They're just kind of, like, fumbling. They're, like, they're in, like a bag of potato chips, and they're, like, looking for the crumbs at the bottom, you know? They're reaching for the crumbs at the bottom of a bag of Lay's. Like, that's what's happening in there.
And she finds them. I mean, he doesn't come, but she definitely got every last crumb out of his briefs there.
I don't know. Is he ever hard, though? We'll never know.
We won't know. Yeah. We won't know. Also, while they're, like, tight on that, there's, like, giggling that like, is it her? Like, there's just, like, very close-up giggling. And I was like, is it the person holding the camera? Is it the woman working the mashy cock situation? Like, who's giggling? Why is the only sound we've gotten so far when we're not on their faces? And then we cut back and they're not giggling anymore.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Confusing.
I feel like I know that this man has bad breath. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like, you're right.
I know he has bad breath.
You're right.
No one has to tell me this. It's just a fact.
Mm-hmm. And then at one point, he continues to kiss like that, and she's not even holding his dick.
Yeah.
I, all caps, was like, why is he kissing like that even when she's not holding his dick? No excuses.
I know.
Like, he's still just, like, slack-jawed and, like, tongue rolling around.
He thinks that that's how you kiss.
Yeah. Neck all the way back. That's an important detail. His, like... Neck
his gullet
open,
is
like a
open.
Turkey. Yeah, like a turkey in the rain.
That's what I'm saying. Baby bird, and he's ready to get some morsels dropped in there. Swallow it down.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
This video almost made me feel like bad kissing is harder to watch than bad sex. I don't stand by that because we've watched some doozies.
Yeah.
But it just was like excruciating. The horrible monotony of it.
It was so bad.
I was like not here for.
It literally just looked like a montage of like a Will Ferrell movie of like what I would imagine, like, you know what I mean?
Joke
like yeah,
kissing.
Like a joke kissing. Yeah.
Like imagine Will Ferrell open mouthed kissing, only he's a sort of portly Italian man with a ponytail.
He's Mario Batali.
Yeah. Except for he's alleged sexual abuser. Is Batali alleged or convicted at this point?
I think confirmed. I don't know if he's convicted, but we can say confirmed.
I guess it's not my job to convict him, but sue me.
Citizen's arrest. Citizen's conviction. You are sentenced. I wouldn't put it past you.
It sounds like something I would try to pull.
Absolutely. Do you think that you're going to masturbate to either of these videos?
You know, maybe.
Okay.
Definitely not. So I was going to say, like, no, because, like, kissing isn't, like, enough for me. But, like, in my curation, in my journey of curation, like, the kissing music video is hot. And it's, like,
it
a really
hot.
Fun little, like, sensual time. And I also, like, sex school feels like a fun way to just, like,
get you warmed up.
Get a little spicy to warm up, you know? So I don't see me, like, coming to this necessarily.
Right.
But just, like, this is the appetizer for my meal, you know?
I 100% agree with you. And I was going to say, when I was watching this video, I was like, wow, I really wish that this is, like, something that we watched in sex ed. And then very quickly was like, oh, but then we'd all get horny.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was getting turned on watching it, you know?
Yeah.
Before they even started kissing, like, just hearing these hot people talk about what makes kissing good and also them, like, fondling sex toys in a way and, like, kind of flirting with the camera, I was like, yeah, I'm getting a little turned on. And then when they started kissing, I was like, yeah, no, this is hot. Like, this is really hot. So, yeah, I agree that this is something that definitely would, like, get the seat warm, you know?
Yeah.
A seat warmer.
Get the seat warm, she says, like a fucking bus driver. Like, what are you? I imagine, like, the school bus driver that, like, we were all a little wary of.
Warms my little panties.
Anyway, I end it with a gentle reference to pedophilia. I take it back. I'm a terrible person.
But watch Sex School Hub, guys. It's good.
Yeah.
I really mean it.
I mean it. Don't listen to me. Listen to Sex School Hub.
And go out there and kiss somebody who's in your bubble, preferably.
Safely.
Safely.
Yeah.
Who's in your quarantine bubble.
Good luck and Godspeed. Thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern, that's porn without the O, on Twitter at GOP the podcast, and on our website at girlsonporn.com, as well as now on our brand new Patreon, Girls on Porn. Subscribe and stuff. And
yeah. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already. And subscribe to the Patreon for extra special behind-the-scenes content.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.